Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 23rd of January 2022. Your VK7WI reader this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR, Talk Group 5 and the D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862, Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3670, Dale, VK7 Delta Golf. On 7140, Peter, VK7 TPE. On 14130 by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, and on 28525, Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. We also go out on UHFCB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. SOTA News, VK7 Association Update. We are currently compiling updates to the VK7 SOTA Association Register of Summits and Association Information. If you activate and or chase summits in VK7 and you have found any issues with the currently mapped summits, then please let the Association Manager know by the end of February 2022. This includes summit references, names, positions, descriptions, etc. Please send updates and queries to email vk7tw@wia.org.au. I look forward to hearing from you, says Justin, VK7TW, the VK7 SOTA Association Manager. Contest news. Summer VHF, UHF and above field day. Last weekend was the WIA Summer Field Day. If you participated in the field day and you have put in your log, then thank you. If you haven't yet, then please consider putting in your log before midnight Eastern Daylight Savings Time, Monday the 31st of January. And also remember that the Ross Hull Memorial Contest runs for the whole of January. And that's 73s from Richard, VK7ZBX. News from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. NWTARC Annual General Meeting. The first annual general meeting of the NWTARC will take place at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 5th of February at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. The ordinary business of an annual general meeting will be to confirm the minutes of the last preceding annual general meeting, to receive from the committee, auditor and other persons acting on behalf of the association reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year of the association, to elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members, to appoint the auditor and determine his or her remuneration, to determine the remuneration of employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association, to appoint the public officer either from the committee or general membership. All current office holders, committee, order, auditor and the public officer positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary and delivered to the secretary at least 10 days before the day on which the annual general meeting is to be held. The nomination is to be on the NWTARC nomination form, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Nomination forms are available from the secretary. Members will need to have paid their 2022 membership subscription before the meeting commences at 1:30 p.m. to be able to vote at the annual general meeting. They will also need to have paid their 2022 membership before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can nominate or be nominated. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting, after which afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea that has been commercially produced would be appreciated. We have single package tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend, and don't forget to use the QR code check-in on entry. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. Please note, the new meeting start time is now 1:30 p.m. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, the news officer. Moving left to right along the north coast and the news from the north. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al, VK7AN, and he's on 0417 354 410, and that is 73 from Al. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC as it's known. On Wednesday, we celebrate Australia Day. I imagine many will be doing so with the traditional Australian Day barbecue, and many may have taken those 2 extra days leave for tomorrow and Tuesday to give a very long weekend. Whatever your plans for the day may be, we hope all goes well for you and that you have a great time. News is again somewhat limited this week, so it will be basically a rehash of coming events. Before we do that, though, I would just like to mention that we had another great attendance at Coffee on Friday. It's really pleasing to see so many now coming along and that all are appropriately dressed in masks and using the hand sanitizer. A very pleasant surprise was our most far-distant member, Peter, VK7 Sierra Papa, who arrived in the state a week ago after a long flight from Switzerland. It was really great catching up with him after his enforced absence over the past couple of years, and once again our ladies produced a bountiful table of food for all to enjoy. 2022 membership fees. The Treasurer is still being kept busy with renewals, and we thank all those members who have paid their renewals. Just a reminder, though, that it would be appreciated if you could also fill in the renewal form at our NTARC website so that we can update our records and start compiling a members' shared contact register. Access to the website can be had at www.ntarc.net, following the instructions emailed out last year. If you haven't received this letter, then please email the secretary at ntarc.net with your current details. To all those members who have not yet paid their 2022 subs, a reminder that you officially became listed as unfinancial on the register on the 1st of January. The Treasurer has also been busy running off the membership name tags for all those that have renewed. If you reside in the Launceston region, it would be great if you could pop along to the club room on a coffee morning and collect your name badge. For members living in the south and the northwest, your name badge will be posted to you. Upcoming events, TASNET and TechNET. Wednesday the 2nd of February, TestNet and a CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club Tech Night. Our next Club Tech Night will take place on Wednesday the 23rd of February. If you're wondering why this date is so far away, it's because Wednesday the 26th of January is Australia Day and a public holiday. These nights take place on alternate Wednesday evenings with the on-air test net CW courses and TechNet hosted by Nick, VK7WW. The next Wednesday evening that would normally have been available for a tech night in the club rooms would have been Wednesday the 9th of February, but that's our AGM night. So again, a tech night off. So folks, you will need to note your diary for club tech night for the 23rd of February. Still, that gives you plenty of time to dig out some interesting curios, circuits, gear, etc., and any other goodies to bring along. The very astute among you may have already observed that the 23rd of February is Launceston Cup Day and another part public holiday. But we felt that cancelling another tech night would be asking too much of those members anxious for their regular face-to-face, albeit masked, a tech event fix. Future events 2022. Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 9th of February at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle, commencing at 19:30 hours. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2021 AGM and then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasurer's report and reports from our various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee person for 2022. The meeting will then consider any item of special business for which the requisite notice has been received by the closing date of Friday, the 4th of February. All current office holder and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee member are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required to the positions of internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, a nomination form is available from the NTARC Club Room as well as our website, again in the members section. Nominations close off at the close of business on Friday, the 4th of February. Members are reminded that they will need to have paid their 2022 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 19:30 hours to be able to vote at the annual general meeting. Similarly, they will need to have paid their 2022 sub before they can be nominated or nominate a second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. The February AGM will be held in the main hall due to it being a larger and more open area, better able to accommodate the required spacing. Entrance on the night will be by the main hall door. Please remember to QR code in and sign the meeting register. Hand sanitizer will be provided and masks must be worn during the meeting. Coffee mornings, now again being held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. Just a friendly reminder that please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and the other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times. Enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake, and by leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And again, a reminder that masks must be worn at these sessions. You will also be able to remove your mask while eating and drinking, but it does need to be put back on when finished. A sign has been placed on the screen door reminding all of this requirement. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now moving down the state and news from the south, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, or REAST as it's known. REAST Open Day. Do you have an interest in electronics, radio or technology? Come to learn and have fun. the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania will be holding a COVID-safe public open day next Sunday, January the 30th, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. up at the top of the Queen's Domain. Amateur radio, or ham radio, is a popular hobby and service that brings people, electronics and communications together. People use ham radio to talk across town, around the world, or even into space, all without the internet or cell phones. It's fun, social, educational, and can be a lifeline during times of need. There'll be lots going on and in and around the Reese Clubrooms, and we will have a lot of different activities for everyone. Learn how to become a radio amateur. Reese runs regular courses up on the Queen's Domain. We'll have displays from Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association Amateur Radio, Wyson Tas South Emergency / Portable Community Communications, Microwave and Moon Bounce, ADS-B / Aircraft Tracking, Outdoor Summits and Silos on the Air, Optical and Morse Code Communications, Digital Amateur Television, Amateur Radio Training and Assessments, Tas Maritime Radio Museum and Operation, and much more. There will be many other general displays and interesting and fascinating things that amateurs get up to, as well as a sausage sizzle with onion, coffee and cake available on the day. Who could pass up an opportunity such as that? Please share this event with your friends, family and anyone who would be interested in learning about all things electronic, technology or radio. The day runs from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. up at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. See you there with 73s from the Reist Committee. Training and Assessments. Reist's next Foundation Licence Training and All Licence Assessment Day is on Saturday the 26th of March. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KKO, the Reist Learning Organiser, know by phoning him on 0417 391 607, or you can email him assessor@reist.asn.au. Check out the Reist Foundation Licence Training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73s from Ridge, VK7KK. Annual General Meeting 2022. In accordance with the rules of the Association, notice is hereby given that the Annual General Meeting of the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Incorporated, will be held on Sunday the 6th of February at 11 a.m. located at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. We encourage anyone willing to contribute to the club as a committee member or office holder to nominate for a position. Nomination forms are available from the Reist website. The business conducted at the AGM will include the confirmation of minutes of the last preceding annual general meeting and of any general meeting held since that meeting and the business arising from the last annual general meeting. The AGM will also receive from the committee, auditor and servants of the association reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year. The AGM will then elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members, along with the appointment of ex officio officers and appoint an auditor. After the AGM, there will be a presentation by the Repeater Subcommittee about the Southern Repeater Roadmap. We will be offering a Zoom session for those members unable to come to the AGM due to COVID concerns. Please let the Secretary know if you would like to Zoom into the AGM by emailing the Secretary at reist.asn.au. We'll then finish the proceedings with a free barbecue. And that's 73s from Tony Lathuris, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango, the Reist Secretary and the Public Officer. DATV Experimenters Night. We started with Richard, VK7ZBX, and some comments on the Summer VHF and Microwave Field Day held over the last weekend. Richard then showed a very interesting dual frequency feed for 2.4 and 3.4 gigs for the 900 by 600 millimeter grid pack antenna and a 1.2, 2.4 and 3.4 gig feed for the grid pack antennas. These are brought into Australia by Spooktech in VK3. We took a look at the Hepburn chart for the coming weekend and good conditions to New Zealand from VK7. Justin then talked about his activation of Mount Van Dyke, VK7/NC028, on an 8-pointer in northwestern VK7. The video of the day before with rain, and then a profile of the walk loop. Justin saw a snake, echidna, and many raptors. There were then many pictures of the bushwalk, and don't mention it, a forgotten cable, so digital SOTA was not possible. It was a 17.7 kilometre loop with elevation from 300 to 1,000 metres, 700 up and then 700 down. Justin, VK7TW, then showed an East Devonport unassuming monument to a significant radio event in 1906 and showed the website of the monument at the VK3 end at Point Lonsdale. We then showed how to use the nano VNA for coaxial loss measurement for 144 and 440 meg loss. We set the frequency to 100 to 500 megs and then went through a calibration process and set the trace 1 to log mag and noted that without the cable it is a flat 0 dB across the whole frequency range. We then connected the 23 meter length of coax and moved the cursor to show the loss at 100 and 400 megs. Comparison with the specification and taking into account the length, the loss measured matched the specifications for the cable, namely 100 megs 3.7 dB and 400 megs 8.74 dB for the 23 meters of cable. We then showed the latest on the James Webb telescope through a fantastic website about the deployment. We finished with some reminders about future events. This week we will have a DATV night on Australia Day and may even make some contest contacts using the club station VK7 OTC. We are operating throughout the holiday period and this week some more tests on coax that you can do with the nano VNA and much more. We go out on RF on 445.5 DVB-T, 7 megs standard definition. So if you have a TV, a set-top box or a USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV experimenter's night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel, and that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. And you're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And now, technology news. NIST studies effects of trees on transmission. A study conducted to gauge the effect of trees have on next-generation 5G millimeter wave transmissions. As 5G technology gets fully implemented over the next several years, mobile phones and other wireless technology will grow more powerful with increased data flow and lower latency. But along with these benefits comes a question. Will your next generation mobile phone be able to see the forest for the trees? Millimeter waves also have drawbacks, including their limited ability to penetrate obstacles. These obstacles include buildings, but also the trees that dot the landscape. Until recently, little was known about how trees affected millimeter wave propagation. Just a few of us would want to imagine a landscape without greenery. Few designers would be able to plan networks around it without such a crucial fundamental detail. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, has set out to solve this problem by measuring trees' effect on millimeter waves. The effort could make a profound difference in our next generation device's ability to see the 5G antenna that may soon sprout. Millimeter waves, which are new turf for the wireless industry could be part of the solution. Their wave crests are just a few millimetres apart, a very short distance compared with radio waves that can be several metres long. The frequencies are very high, somewhere between 30 and 300 gigahertz, or a billion wave crests per second. It is millimetre waves' high frequency that makes them both tantalising as data carriers, but also hard to harness. On the one hand, more wave crests per second mean the waves can carry more information, and our data-hungry era craves that capability to provide those faster downloads and network responses. The trees study is one of the few out there that looks at the same tree's effects on a particular signal frequency through different seasons. Gomi said, we couldn't only do the survey in the winter because things would have changed in by summer. It turns out that even the shape of leaves affects whether a signal will reflect or get through. For one type of leafy tree, the European nettle, the average attenuation in summer was 27.1 dB, but it relaxed to 22.2 dB in winter when the tree was bare. Evergreens blocked more of the signal, and their average attenuation was 35.3 dB, a number that did not change with the season. As a measure of comparison, the team also looked at different types of building materials. Wooden doors, plasterboard walls, and interior glass showed losses of up to 40.5 dB, 31.6, and 18.1, respectively, while exterior building materials exhibited even larger losses of up to 66.5 dB. Our goal is to get these measurements in front of the entire wireless community, Gomi said. We hope this effect will help the entire marketplace. And that was sourced from the Critical Comms webzine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA WWFF Group meetings Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 till 12, midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe on Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday coffee sessions, Rochely Club Rooms in Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Club Tech Nights, Wednesday the 23rd of February from 19:30 in the NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Test Net and Tech Net, Wednesday the 2nd of February. Test Net CW course 3580 from 7 until 7:30. And a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 hours local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 09:30 UTC or 20:30 local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net on 144.19 upper sideband. Reached microwave QSO party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 megs FM. Reached WAGs Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Room from 12 noon. Reached DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3640 commencing at 6 p.m. Events, Reist, the 30th of January, Reist open day from 11 until 3, NWTARC, 5th of February 2022, the annual general meeting from 1:30 in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reist, the 6th of February, annual general meeting, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 11 a.m, followed by a barbecue. NTARC, 9th of February 2022, annual general meeting from 7:30 in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochely Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochely. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, your newsreader is VK7PD. Repeaters reached NTARC and on the and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, the Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7 Golf Sierra, 80 VK7 Tango Papa Echo, 40 VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 20 VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 10 VK7 Delta Golf, and on UHFCV Channel 15, VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. time on repeat is VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. And a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com, and for further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s and stay safe from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.